the question was asked, if you're sitting down to eat and you have cheese and fish before you. That was the question?
And water.
Okay, let's go one at a time. So if you have cheese and fish before you, and you made a shahakal on the cheese, do you need to make another shahakal on the fish? So the answer is no. It's the same blessing. What happens if you were eating the cheese and you didn't know there was going to be fish for lunch, and suddenly they bring fish out of the kitchen? So ordinarily we say, if you didn't know it, so you didn't have it in mind, but that's not so here. You're a guest here, you're sitting in the yeshiva kitchen, you know any minute new food could be coming out. So when you make your shahakal, if you have in mind, so you tell yourself, I'm making the shakal for anything that might come out. And if you didn't have it in mind, then the halacha assumes you had it in mind, because you should know that at any given moment, new food could be coming out. So that's why your shahakal covers everything. You walk into class, and you take your first cup of water, and you make a shahakal. Now, in 20 minutes, you're going to take your second glass of water. Do you make another shahakal? So the blessing will last either. One of three things can happen. The general rule is the blessing lasts either until you finish digesting it, which we'll assume is 72 minutes. That's a broad assumption, but that we'll take that assumption. Or you do something, you decide you finish drinking, meaning you conclude that blessing. So let's say you finish the cup and you put it down and you decide, that's it, I'm not drinking anymore. 2 minutes later, you decide, I do want another drink. So you need another blessing because you've decided you finished that drink. If you thought to yourself, I'll drink more down the road. I finished this cup, but maybe in 5 minutes, in 10 minutes, I'll take more to drink. So then that's all encompassed by this blessing, up to 72 minutes. Now, what would happen if you made your blessing of shahakal and suddenly someone came in and said, we need your help outside unloading a car. So you leave the yeshiva and you go to unload. So then we say, once you've left the building, technically you've changed your mind. That's, you can't consider it as a continuation of this blessing. The assumption is the blessing lasts so long as within your mindset you're in the same eating or drinking mode. Now that could be all day. Some people walk into their office, fill up this big mug, make a shahakal in the beginning of the day, keep sipping at it. They don't go anywhere all day. They're sitting in their cubicle. They go to the lunchroom maybe to eat or drink something. They come back. They keep drinking. And then they're drinking all day. At the end of the day, they make a bar nefashos, provided 72 minutes didn't pass. Why? Because they're constantly sipping. They're constantly drinking all day. It's the same continuum. Here at the Machon, I assume every so often you guys walk out, you take a break. You shouldn't go out. You should take a break. I mean, you can't sit all day and not take a break. So you should probably make an after blessing at the end of class or at the end of that session, whatever it is. But technically, the blessing lasts until you either you pass 72 minutes without drinking anything, or you have a distraction. Either you decide you're done, or you decide I'm going to daven, that's it, I'm not drinking anymore, or you go for a walk. Once you leave the building, technically. So that's those are the guidelines.